Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I'm your host, Pastor Joyce Crankfield. Good morning. This is a beautiful day to know and to learn how to accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Almighty God. We truly thank God for His righteousness. This morning, I would like to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I truly thank God for your word today. Open the minds of your people that they receive this revelation. Let them learn of your word, Lord, not to analyze it, not by their philosophy, not by theology, but just to know your word, that your word is true and mighty. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you are to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. May God be with us this day. We thank you. Amen. And truly, we thank God for Jesus. Now today, people are seeking more and more of the Lord. And we need to, because we are in the days of terrible and peril. We truly thank God that we need to have a closer relationship with the Lord. And most of all, we need to know what God's purpose for our life. Do you ever stop and think, what is my purpose on this world that I'm living in? What is my purpose with God? What do God have for me to do? What is His design and destination that He want me to be? This is the prayer that we need to pray every day. Lord, what is your will for me today? What can I do for you to please you? You know, most time we always ask the Lord for things. Every time it's about us. But you never stop and think, what can we do for the Lord? What is our purpose to satisfy Him? In this day and hour, we need to be really having communication with the Lord, intimate with Him. We thank God for His mercy, that we call He the Almighty. We thank God for His Son, Jesus, Yeshua. We truly thank God for everything that He created in this world that we are living in. And we are living on this earth because He designated us to live the way He wants us to live. So the question I'm asking you, what is the purpose in your life to satisfy the Lord? What can you do to please Him? It's not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit that He created in you. The breath that He allowed you to breathe. He woke you up this morning, not by an alarm clock, but by His Spirit or righteousness. If you say you are righteous, then you have to prove yourself to the Lord. And you should know who you are in Him to give Him the honor and the praise and to glorify Him because He created you. In the scripture, I truly thank God in Mark, the 16th chapter, starting at the 15th verse. And He say unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. We are to be a witness, and to enlarge the kingdom of God. We need to do what we have to do to build His kingdom. He rely on us because we are His witness. We are His messenger, and we are to testify in what He has done for you in your life. Before you became to know Jesus, we all lived in sin. We all did things in the eyes of God. But when God had brought you to the cross, that glory cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Yeshua, He brought us into the place that we can receive the inheritance that He promised us. And that's all He expects out of us is to live for Him daily, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, every second that you take a breath. You should lift up your eyes and look to the Lord and say, thank you, Father, for blessing me this day. And so he asking us, and that's Yeshua, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See, God created us. We are his creature. So wherever we are, we need to ask the Lord to help us in the day and hour that we are living in. And truly we thank God for his mercy and grace, because he is merciful, and we truly thank God for the mercy that he blessed us with. So we are in the days, as we say, we are in the days that we are in. And the word says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is power of God unto salvation, the Almighty, to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. Yes, in Romans 1, 16 and 17. I say what I said last week, Saturday. We need to have a paper and pencil to write down the things that you are listening. Now, I can understand that you are driving or you're probably walking. But those who are at home, you should have a paper and pencil to write down the scriptures pertaining to you. See, the Bible was made for us in the days that we are living in our journey. You got to have a road map so you know where you're going. Well, the map is the Bible is that way. The Bible give us what we need to know and how to live before the Almighty God and Yeshua. We need to know how to enhance, how to endure, how to stand still, how to have the ability to understand the Word of God than ever before. Now's the time we need to eat from meat, the meat that will sustain you. We don't need to be on the baby bottle anymore. It's time now we need to eat meat. So it strengthens our spiritual man so that we can stand tall, walk straight and firm, believing and believing all that Jesus is to us and the Almighty God. And that's why he said the just shall live by faith. We need to learn how to live by faith, as Jesus said in Mark the 11th chapter, starting at the 27th verse, have faith in God. We need to learn how to have faith and believe in the Almighty God. We need to learn how to be firm in our faith, not to be wavering mind or shaken, but to stand firm in believing in what God's word says. See, everything going down but the word of God. All these things that Satan set up to entice the minds of the people, to trick them, to do have them to do the things he want them to do, weakly in the eyes of God, wicked, very wicked in the eyes of God. No, we need to learn how to stand on his word. And those who endure means clothed. Those who endure, praise God, you'll be able to stand. Everything that the devil did, shall you be able to stand against the wiles of him. Because why? You will be the one who will stand firm. You might turn down your plate, fasting and praying. You might fall flat on your face, worship God. You'll bow down, prostrate before him, and ask the Almighty God to be merciful to you, to strengthen you in the days that we are living in. And I truly thank God in Romans 1 and 16 and 17 that I have faith in God. Now, in 2 Corinthians 5:20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Those ones who backslid in the eyes of God, God married the backslider. And truly, God wants us to recognize him, to come back to him, come back to your first love. And that is the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Almighty God. But he willing to reconcile with you when you repent and tell the Lord, I have sinned in your eyes. And I ask you to please forgive me of the sin that I do. And Father, please take me back and I be a servant that you calling for in these last days. See, Jesus willing to reconcile with us through the Almighty. Keep in mind, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Jesus, is interceding before us. He intercedes for us that we'll give our life to the Lord and do it more worthy and to accept him for what he is and what he is up to us. This is the purpose that God designed in us, is to recognize him through his son Jesus Christ. Jesus was a witness for the Father. So now we are the witness for the Father. In Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Yes, when we continue preaching the gospel, telling people about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, truly we thank God. Keep on doing the work. We're still working in the vineyard. We're still working hard to bring those who are lost, who don't know Jesus Christ, that they will have a chance to receive our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, and our Almighty God. That we will be able to tell them what God wants them, and he loves them. You know, like I said before, it's a lot of people that don't think God don't love them. But we are the witness, testimony, testifying that Jesus do love them. In spite of what they are doing, Jesus still loves them, but he don't want them to see them be lost. He don't want them to be going to hell, but he want them to receive the everlasting life, to receive the inheritance that he had purchased for them. He shared his body, soul, and spirit that they could receive this revelation, receive this life that he promised them through our Holy Father, praise God, our Almighty God, that he gave his son to us in this day. So truly we have to preach the gospel to the kingdom, praise God, and to let them know that Jesus is on his way back. And the scripture say, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. We are that light. We are that light that's set on the hill. So people will see the light and draw them to Christ. My brothers and sisters, we are in the days now. But we need to be really sincere. But most of all, know what your purpose is in this life that we are living in. If you know that we don't need to be hesitating or questioning whatever, but you really need to seek the God's will, the Almighty, and ask God, what is my purpose for you? What can I do to please you? What do I need to do? Give me an assignment. God, give me an opportunity to tell somebody about you, that I will never let you down. I will go forth in spite of what I'm going through. My brothers and sisters, we are in that day. May God keep you. May God bless you in these days.
You have been listening to the Rosa Sharon broadcast with Pastor Joyce Crankfield and Outreach Ministry of the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, located at 4609 North US 1 in Fort Pierce, Florida. I hope that you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m. for our morning worship service. For more information and directions, please call 772-242-1718. If you have questions about today's program or would like to contact Pastor Joyce, please write to Joyce Crankfield, Rosa Sharon, P.O. Box 3821, Fort Pierce, Florida 34948, or by email at jcrankfield88@comcast.net. Our number again is 772-242-1718.